What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled "The CEO of Cash App Just Got Murdered, and All You Guys Care About Is Pearly Things." So for those of you guys who don't know, which is probably a lot of you, by the way, the CEO of Cash App, he was recently murdered in San Francisco by his house at 2:30 at night. Of course, the government is saying, oh yeah, it was a random knife attack, you know, wrong person, wrong place, wrong time. And yet, all you guys care about is, what did Pearly Things say about black people? Now, special shout out to, I think that he was a member of the Black Manosphere. The video is here on MGTOW TV. I forgot the name of the person who said it, but pretty much he said that this Pearly Things is simply a distraction to what's going on, and she is. Pearly Things, Andrew Tate, they're all distractions to what's really going on in the world around us. You know, Andrew Tate, he comes out of prison. Donald Trump goes into prison. You guys out there gonna ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to trillion, how does Pearly Things affect your life on a scale of 1 to trillion? Not even a 1, it's a 0. That's a trick question, okay? Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how does the murder of the CEO of Cash App affect your life? An 8, and I'm gonna tell you why. We all use Cash App. Even I use Cash App. In fact, I pay out to some of the content creators using Cash App. Now, what's significant about the murder of the CEO of Cash App is that Cash App pretty much is like giving you cash money, but over long distances. Instead of me and you like meeting here at the gas station and saying, hey bro, here's your payout from MGTOW TV or GiveZen Bro, I can just simply send that money to your account wherever you are in the world, okay? Now, you guys probably don't know this either, but the US government is planning on releasing its own system very similar to Cash App called FedNow. Remember, we used to call it FedCoin. Well, it's FedNow. Guys, this is not a conspiracy theory anymore. This is not us speculating. The US government is gonna release its own version of Cash App, but it's going to be between you and the government. It's called Central Bank Digital Currency. So the US government is gonna be in charge of your funds. They're gonna know what you buy. They're gonna know who you send that money to. They're gonna know every single transaction that you do. And the CEO of Cash App, he wasn't playing ball with them. He was kind of like a big threat to them, because if you have Cash App and FedNow, who are you gonna choose? Cash App, of course. I will never ever use FedNow, okay guys? I'm letting you guys know that right now. Unless the US government gives me absolutely no choice or sticks a gun to my head, I'm not gonna use FedNow. And like I said in my past videos, I'm doing everything in my power to get out of America and move to another country where I don't have to worry about this type of tyrannical terrorist regimes. So the murder of the CEO of Cash App, I don't even know the guy's name, you know? I know he's about my age, maybe like a year older than me. I know he lives in San Francisco. I don't even know the guy's name, because the mainstream media, they don't talk about him. Alex Jones doesn't talk about him. None of these people talk about the murder of the CEO of what you may call it, Cash App, okay? Russell Brand doesn't talk about him. Nobody talks about the murder of the CEO of Cash App, because that actually affects your life big times. Why? Because the death of the CEO of Cash App, this is the government's way of letting anybody out there who is a threat to the government and doesn't play ball with them, either you're gonna join us or we're gonna flat out murder you. And the government can say, oh yeah, some crazy person killed them, case closed, you know. John Lennon, you know, John Lennon was murdered by the CIA, and they said Mark Chapman was a deranged fan, he's the one who murdered him, shut case, okay. But in reality, the CIA murdered John Lennon because he didn't want to play ball with them. This is what the CIA is going to do now. Anybody who refuses to play ball with the CIA and is a threat to the CIA, that person is simply going to get murdered. And the thing is, you guys are not going to care because the righty nutty people on Rumble, they're not talking about it. Nobody on Rumble is talking about the death of the CEO of Cash App, but I am, and I'm not on Rumble. You guys need to understand, man, Rumble is controlled opposition, guys, okay? Rumble is gonna be for the righty nutties, YouTube is gonna be for the lefty liberals, and the Jews are gonna be in the middle making money off of both of you, you know? The CEO of Rumble, his name is Chris Pavelski, okay? You know, you got some... You know, you got some Jew in there. Not to mention that the top investors of Rumble, the top shareholders of Rumble, are actually Jews. And even, what's his name, Donald Trump was one of the people who invested in Rumble. And Trump is in on it, guys. Andrew Tate is in on it. You guys remember when Andrew Tate started promoting Rumble? The stock of Rumble went up from like $7-$8 to like almost $18, and then it came crashing down. Andrew Tate is in on it. Donald Trump is in on it. I don't want you guys to think for a second there that these people that you hear about in the media are not in on it. I told you this before, guys. The Jews shine a light on two types of people: controlled opposition or stupid idiots like the passport bros. Other than that, the Jews will not shine a light on you. They'll just flat out murder you. And again, oh yeah, homeless crazy person did it. End of story, okay? So what you guys need to understand is Pearly Things is controlled opposition, guys. I mean, think about it, you know. Pearly Things brought on Nick Fuentes before the death of the CEO of Cash App. And then she had the fallout with all the black guys. It's like, come on, man. You guys didn't know that Pearly Things is a racist supremacist who thinks black people are stupid idiots? Hell, I'm Amar Mitwal, and I'm a racist supremacist who thinks black people are stupid idiots, and you guys know that. In fact, I appreciate all the black people who actually listen to me and come over to my channel, because I tell you the god-awful truth. What do I tell you guys? We Jews are God's chosen people. We are a number one. I let that known to your face all the time, okay? So I am a racist supremacist, yes. However, my thing is, I want to elevate other people with me as well, because in Islam, God in the Quran tells us Jews, if I love you so much, why do bad things happen to you? You see, at the end of the day, guys, God wants you to be subservient to Him at the end of the day. So as long as you're doing things religiously okay with God, that's all He cares about. This is why I can be truthful with you guys. This is why I can tell you the Nagasaki Hiroshima Black Pill truth, because you guys need to wake up. You need to wake up a lot quicker and a lot more serious than you are. Guys, I'm talking to lawyers in Colombia about moving over there, guys, okay? We Jews are like rats. When you see a rat scurrying off a ship, you know it's time for you to leave, okay? So, you guys out there watching this, that plan B has got to be your plan A right about now. And that plan B better be taking your shit overseas, okay? Now, right now, guys, the whole manosphere is like pearly things this, pearly things that. Guys, you need to understand, man. Pearly things, at the end of the day, is a rich, bored, privileged girl. That's what pearly things is, okay? She knew that she can take advantage of black people, okay? This is what the Democratic Party does. They take advantage of black people. I told you this, guys, before. Jews love black people because black people are so easily taken advantage of. That's a fact. It's not even a personal opinion. Damn it, this idiot is not letting me get in front of him. That's okay, I'll just make a U-turn later on. That's cool, okay, I don't care. I'll make a U-turn later on. So it's only gonna take me an extra, what, minute of driving? That's fine. Yeah, pearly things. She knew what she was doing. She's controlled opposition. These people had everything planned out. I mean, think about it, right? Donald Trump goes in prison. Andrew Tate comes out of prison. Pearly Things talks about fucking Nick Fuentes, and the CEO of Cash App has been murdered outside his house at 2:30 in the morning, and we don't know about this. And again, I don't even know the CEO, the CEO's guy's name. In fact, I did. Oh, Coach Greg Adams. Yes. It's Coach Greg Adams. I was listening to his podcast here on MGTOW TV. Guys, I knew that the CEO of Cash App was murdered thanks to Coach Greg Adams. If it wasn't for Coach Greg Adams, I would have not known that, okay? As you guys know, I'm in talks with Coach Greg Adams. He actually does have a verified account with us here on MGTOW TV. I think he checks in every now and then, but the vast majority of his videos are cloned off of YouTube. So I was listening to his podcast, and he's like, the CEO of Cash App got murdered. I'm like, no way, no way. I go on Google, I type in CEO of Cash App, and lo and behold, he indeed was murdered at 2:30 at night a couple of days ago outside his apartment in San Francisco. And everybody's like, well, what was this guy doing at 2:30 at night, you know, walking around San Francisco? Guys, as you guys know, I deliver DoorDash. I deliver DoorDash in the Bay Area. I deliver DoorDash in Los Angeles. I deliver DoorDash all over America. Guys, I've been 2:30, 3 o'clock at night out in these streets, and even in San Francisco, okay? So this whole notion of, well, he must have been doing something shady at 2:30 at night, that's bullshit, okay? The government knew, better yet, it's the Jews, because they're the ones who are responsible for everything wrong and bad. The Jews knew his schedule. Guys, my schedule, you know my schedule. My schedule is simple. Go to the beach, maybe go to the gym during the day, do a little DoorDash, then go to the Beta Male Club, the Beta Male Pub, do some more work on MGTOW TV, and 2 o'clock I'm riding home. So if somebody wants, you know, they can go to the Beta Male Pub at 1:45 at night, wait for me to walk out, and then, you know, attack me with a knife and say, oh yeah, some crazy person killed him, end of story. So the CEO of Cash App, the Jews knew his schedule. They knew what he does. Again, we are creatures of habits, meaning that we pretty much do the same thing every day for most of the time. That's just how we are, guys, okay? So the government knew his schedule. They knew when to ambush him, and they found the perfect time, and that's it. Case closed. Crazy homeless person murdered him. And let me tell you something about crazy homeless people, okay? You know, I've been to Skid Row in LA, okay? I've been to San Francisco, where I saw all the crazy homeless people. Guys, crazy homeless people. They might be crazy, but for them to murder you with a knife repeatedly for no reason at all, that is TMW for them. That's too much work, you know. A crazy homeless person, you know, they might push you in front of a car, you know, push you in front of a train, but for them to take out a knife and repeatedly keep stabbing you until you're dead, yeah, TMW, too much work for them. So this was obviously something that was planned. Again, none of the right-wing, so-called right-wing controlled opposition on Rumble spoke about this. Alex Jones doesn't talk about it. What's his name? The comedian Russell Brand doesn't talk about it. And it was Coach Greg Adams who pointed all this out, man. There's nothing that I, Amar Mitwalli, am telling you guys that Coach Greg Adams hasn't pointed out in his podcast. Coach Greg Adams is 100% right when he said this is part of the New World Order, man. They just want you to worry about what some white girl said on the internet, you know? Come on, man. Pearly Things does not affect our life in any way, but the murder of Cash App does, because this is the government's way of telling us, yo, man, Fedcoin is gonna be it. And if you're not on board with us, depending how much of a threat you are to us, if you're a real threat like the CEO of Cash App, we will simply murder you. Or if you're just an average goy or a dipshit normie like TFM calls you, we'll just make your life a living hell. Now, me, Amar Mitwalli, I don't plan on finding out, you know, like Red Pill Married said, you know, fuck around and find out, you know. Yeah, I don't plan on staying around and finding out, you know. Saffo, right? Staying around and find out. Yeah, I don't plan on doing Saffo, guys. Especially when we know what the end game is. So, point of this video, guys, here is that stop worrying about Andrew Tate. Stop worrying about Donald Trump. When it comes to us Jews, okay, it's not what we say, it's what we don't say that you really have to watch out for. When we put Pearly Things on YouTube for millions of people to see, that's nothing, okay? But when we hide the fact that the CEO of one of the most popular payment apps on the face of the planet was murdered, that's when you guys have to worry. So at the end of the day, guys, I want everybody here to understand who's watching this video that shit is gonna get real, okay? I know some of you guys out there like to think that the cathedral is on the run. You guys need to understand, these Kamuzalumin, these evil people in charge, they have Maradun al-Alb. They have a disease of the heart to the point where God is misleading them so bad they can't say it. They cannot see it. So even though you and I are saying, yo, man, these people are kind of losing control, well, guess what? George Soros, Mark Zuckerberg, they think they're actually more in control now than they were before. Guys, I'm going to leave you off with this. Pharaoh was at his most arrogant when he saw the Red Sea part. That's when Pharaoh thought he truly was God. Because Pharaoh knows that he never had a miracle happen on his behalf before, okay? Pharaoh claimed to be Al-Hakum Al-A'la. Pharaoh claimed to be your God Most High, but yet no miracle has ever happened for Pharaoh. But when he saw the Nile part, that's when Pharaoh was like, yes, yes, I'm God. Well, guess what? Seconds after that, the Red Sea came crashing down on Pharaoh, and Pharaoh said, I now believe in the God of Moses. Well, guess what the God of Moses said? The God of Moses said, sorry, buddy. Too late. You had all these warnings to believe in me, and now that I actually had to step in personally, now you're gonna believe in me? Now, Pharaoh? Yeah, too late, buddy. So, bring a lot of sunscreen when you go to Jahannam. You guys out there, man, you guys gotta be absolutely realistic on what you do, what you say, what you see out there, guys. Playtime is over. Now is go time. Now is when you guys should be making moves to leave the country. Because, again, in 2 months, maybe 3 months at the most, Fedcoin will replace Cash App. It will probably replace everything else. And at that point, guys, what are you going to do? Do you have a foreign credit card or a debit card? Do you have a foreign bank account? Do you have businesses in a foreign country? Do you have access to a foreign country? Do you have a residence permit? Do you even have a second nationality? If you don't have any of the above, guys, you are literally sitting ducks waiting to be slaughtered. That's it. That's all you are. So I want everybody here to understand, man, Donald Trump, Andrew Tate, Fresh and Fit, fucking pearly things, they're all controlled opposition. All controlled opposition. Look at what this hand is doing, okay? Look, Goy, look at what this hand is doing. Don't worry about the fact that this hand just murdered the CEO of Cash App. Don't worry about this hand. Worry about this hand, okay? So, bottom line, you guys out there need to understand, shit is about to get real. And even though you and I can see it, that the Jews are losing the info wars, and yes, Alex Jones is in on it too, okay? What Alex Jones is doing is that he's pretty much grooming you to accept what's happening by saying, oh yeah, the government is behind 9/11, the government is behind the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Because when you guys accept this apathetic life, or yeah, we know the government is behind this, the government is behind that, well then guess what? You're now signing off on evil, okay? Do not sign off on evil. Listen, guys, you cannot fight evil here in the West, and I'm going to tell you why. A lot of Western people out there, I'm not going to say they're bad people, but they're not worthy of Alamabad. They're not worthy of the world to come under the command of the Son of Mary. That's Jesus, for those of you who don't know any better. So a lot of people, they gotta die. Because when Jesus comes back, only the Salahun, only the righteous can be here. Everybody else, you gotta go, okay? Even if you're not a bad person, you still gotta go. The only people who are gonna be around are the people who listen to God and his prophets, okay? And listening to God, listening to God's prophet is get the hell out. God in the Quran says, Ardullahi wasa, the land of God is wide. Meaning if you are oppressed here in America, get the F out. The Prophet Muhammad, he tells us, you know, go high up in the mountains where it rains, away from it all with your sheep. Now, why is it important to go up in the mountains with your sheep? Because this is the Prophet Muhammad's way of telling us if you know what you are doing. Special shout out to a fellow MGTOW here on MGTOW TV who shared footage with me of his property high up in the mountains. He told me, Amr, this is not as easy as we think it is, and I'm going to be making a video about that. This is why the Prophet Muhammad said, take your sheep with you, meaning you gotta know what you are doing. If you don't know what you're doing, well, be around people who do know what they're doing. But the point here, guys, go time. You got to get the hell out of Western civilization. If you're worried about Fresh and Fit, you're worried about Hamza, you're worried about Andrew Tate, you're worried about pearly things, you're worried about Donald Trump, it might be already over for you, okay? MGTOW is the only solution. And if you think about it, guys, everything that's really happening, I've been warning you about this for years, man. I've been warning you about Georgia, about women like Georgia Free who come in, think that they're gonna be here to help you, and in reality, they're just toying around with you, having fun with you. I told you guys, black people, for the most part, not all black people, let's get that out in the open. I mean, I myself am 15% black, you know, from Africa. So obviously not all people are like that, but unfortunately, enough people are easier to take advantage of. I mean, look, if the black community did what Coach Craig Adams said and said, hey man, Pearly Thing, this controlled opposition, the bitch knows what she's doing, just let her be. Guess what? Pearly Things will just go into oblivion. In fact, Pearly Things probably would be a very, very miserable person if the black community said, okay, Pearl, whatever makes you feel happy, just stay away from us, you know. But Pearly Things knows that as long as she can keep toying with you black people, she can keep on trolling you black people, she knows that she'll always get attention, she will always get money out of you. The second you black guys out there do what I did, you do what Coach Craig Adams did and say, yeah, we get it, she's a racist supremacist, she's toying with black people, that's how she gets her fix. The second you say, yeah, we get it, and you leave the bitch alone, that's it, it's GG for Pearly Things, you know. But no, you guys just can't leave the fucking bitch alone. And you know, I didn't make a video about Pearly Things until a couple of days ago. I've had people telling me, yo, Amr, when are you gonna make a video about Pearly Things? Guys, it's 2023, man. Georgia Free is so 2018. If you guys have not learned from Nola Girl 54, Pearly, Georgia Free, fucking Ukrainian Lens, and God knows how many other female grifters out there, if you guys have not learned by now, it's probably too late for you, okay? So my channel, guys, it's going to be for people that actually can be saved, okay? Because at this point, like God said to Noah, those who believed have believed, everybody else, it's GG for them. At this point, guys, you're either saved or you're not saved at this point. So my channel is going to be more about what to do and understanding what is happening. Because right now, guys, special shout out to Thomas Sheridan. He probably has no idea who the fuck I am, but I listen to his stuff. He's right. There is a tremendous amount of autistic people coming into power. And one of my next videos, God willing, will be talking about these autistic people and how Islam actually predicted autistic people who have no soul, but yet they act like they give a flying F about you, coming into power and taking advantage of you for their own worldly gains. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.